B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yom Daf Tezvav. We're going to start 27 lines from the top of the Omid. And the Gemara is now taking us back to what we saw in Daf Yudalid Omid Beis, 9 lines from the top of the Omid. When the Gemara attempted to prove that the Mishnayos in Tomid were not Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh, so the Gemara brought a Mishnah in Maseches Tomid, telling us about the sequence, how they would sprinkle the blood of the Korban Tomid on the corners of the Mizbeach. We know that regular Korban Oila, they would throw the blood on two diagonal corners of the Mizbeach, making sure that every time they threw, the blood would actually reach both walls, reaching that corner, and then it would be called Shtayim Shein Arba. It would be two throws, two applications of the blood that would affect, and the blood would actually reach all four walls of the Mizbeach. And we saw there that regarding the Korban Tomid, which was also Korban Oila, there was a Machlokes Tanoim that they all agree that on the first throw of the blood, which was on the corner of the Mizrach Tzofin, there everybody agrees that there would be one throw onto the two corners. It would hit the Mizrach wall and the Tzofin wall. When they went further round, anti-clockwise, round the Mizbeach to the corner, Meir of Dorim, there was a Machlokes Tanoim. The Chachomim held you did the same there, as with any Korban Oila. And Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh said, no, over there would actually be two applications. There would be one on the Meiriv, which is the wall, the side that he would reach first, and then he would continue around the corner to the Dorim, and he would throw there as well, again. And we're going to come back to that now and discuss this in more length. Says the Gemara Gufa, Boloi lekeren Mizrach Tzfoin, as he comes to that first corner, Mizrach Tzfoin. Noisen Mizrach is Tzfoinis. Then you give one throw of the blood onto Mizrach Tzofin. Marov is Dorimis. When you come to the corner, Meiriv Dorim, Noisen Marov is Dorimis. You give a single throw that the blood will reach Meiriv Dorim. V'tonia lo. Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. And there was a braisa there on that Mishnah that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh, Mishane or Mishneh B'tomid, he would learn regarding the sequence of the way the procedure of the Korban Tomid went, that Bo'olei Lekerem Mizrach Tzfoinis, Nosan Mizrach Tzfoinis, the same as the Chachomim. Marov is Tzfoinis, but when you get to that second corner, diagonally across the first one, Noisein Marova, you first apply the blood on the Meiriv wall, V'charkach Noisein Tzfoinis, and then independently you do another application, another throwing of the blood onto the wall of the Dorim. That's what we saw before. Now the Gemara is going to discuss that. My Tama de Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh, what would be the reason, the source for Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh's opinion? Omer Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said, Mishum Chad Deber Reb Yanai, in the name of one of the Chachomim in the Beis Medrash of Reb Yanai. Omer Kro, he actually learnt it from a Posuk. The Posuk says, Osir Izim Echod Lechatos Lashem Al Oilas HaTomid Yeosev Niskoi. That regarding Rosh Chodesh, they would bring, besides for the regular Korban Tomid, they would bring a goat, Sir Izim Echod Lechatos, a Korban Chatos Lashem, Al Oilas HaTomid, after and besides for the Korban Tomid, Yeose V'Niskoi, including the Nesochim that would come with it. So what does he learn from there? That the Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh actually reads the words, Lechatos Lashem Al Oilas HaTomid, that regarding the Korban Oila, it also has certain attributes and certain halachas that come from, that are similar to the Chatos. Oilahi, it is a Korban Oila. We know that the Korban Tomid is a Korban Oila. V'omar Rachmona, and the Pasuk is coming to impress on us, Ovid bo maise Chatos. L'chatos l'ashem al oila sa tomid. There's something about the Korban Tomid which you should do like the Korban Chatos. Ha ketzad. What would that be? So we know that Korban Chatos, you actually apply the blood on all four walls independently. Not Shtayim Shein Arba, Arba Shein Arba. Each wall gets the blood on its own. So how over here you're going to have a Korban Tomid that will also have the halachas of a Korban Chatos? Noisein Achas Shei Shtayim K'maisa Oila. On one of the corners, you should throw the blood and a single throw that will affect two walls. And Shtayim Shein Shtayim K'maisa Chatos. And on the other corner, you should do two applications of the blood, on one on each of the remaining two walls. That will be similar to the Korban Chatos. Asks the Gemara, V'litein shtayim shein arba k'maise oilo, V'arba shein arba k'maise chatos. Why do you say that in one corner you should do like a korban oilo, and in the other corner you should do like a korban chatos? Maybe you should do both. You should do two corners like a korban oilo, and then go around the mizbeach again and do the four corners like the korban chatos. Says the Gemara, we don't find that the blood does an atonement twice. To do a sprinkling twice, that we never find such a thing. But when you're doing one process of sprinkling or applying the blood, and to do partially like an oila, which is a single corner applying on two walls, and partially like a chatos, that is okay. If you're saying that you don't, the reason you're not doing the blood twice on all four sides is because we don't find such a thing. Did you ever find such a thing that half of the blood is applied like a korban chatos and half like a korban oila? We don't find that either. Elo al korcho chekishon hakosuv. The reason that you don't have an issue doing half like oila, half like chatos is because of the hekesh that we saw. Lachatos lashem al oila satomid. Hochanami bal korchon akeshon akosov. Maybe that's what the hekesh is telling us. To do one round like an oila and one round like a chatos. Says the Gemara, no. Hosom pisuk matonis ba'almahi. The way that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah said it, you're just doing one round. Just that second corner, instead of doing one application that goes onto two walls, you're doing each wall independently, standing at the same corner. But to tell him to do two rounds where the korban chatos is very, very different. The blood is applied very differently to the oila, because the chatos, each corner gets its own blood, and the oila, only two corners get the blood. That we don't do. Asks the Gemara, V'neisiv achas shi'shtayim lemato k'maisa oilo, shem shtayim lemailo k'maisa chatos. This is another issue. We know that the Mizbeach had a marking halfway up the Mizbeach, and there were different halachas. There was the top half of the wall and the lower part of the wall. We know that an korban oila, the blood was applied on the lower part of the wall, by an animal, not by a bird. A chatos, an animal korban of chatos, the blood was put on the upper part of the wall. So the Gemara is asking that if you, Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, already saying the first corner apply like an oila, the diagonal corner do like a chatos, then on that first corner you should do it under the halfway line, and on that second corner do it above the halfway line, like a chatos. Says the Gemara, Lo Motzinu Domim, we don't find a concept of blood, Shechetzion Lemailo, Vechetzion Lemato. That half of the blood is applied above the halfway line, and the half is applied below. Says the Gemara, Veloi, you never found such a thing. Votnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Hizo Mimenu Achas Lemailo, Vesheva Lemato. One of the korbonos that the Kohen Gadol would bring on Yom Kippur, and he would sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would sprinkle it one up and seven down towards the kapoires, which was the covering on top of the orin, which was all of a tefach thick. And we know that the Kohen, the Mishnah says, he would sprinkle once up, seven down. What does that mean? That he would sprinkle once on the upper part of the thickness of the covering of this kapoires, and seven times underneath. So you see clearly that there's blood, that part of it gets sprinkled on an upper surface and part on a lower surface. Answers the Gemara, no. Over there, when it says achas lemala v'sheva lemata, all it's trying to impress on us is that it was done k'matzlif. And we don't really know what the word matzlif means. So the Gemara says, my k'matzlif, machver Reb Yehuda k'mangadno. Reb Yehuda says it's the same as when somebody is giving lashes, when somebody is being told by Beis Din to give lashes, then they wouldn't give lashes on the same place. Every time the lashes would be given on each lash, each whip would be given on a different place on the person's back, or wherever the lashes were given. So all it means is, achas lemalo, shiva lemato. It just means that that all the times that they were sprinkling in a different place, and they didn't sprinkle all the eight times onto the same spot, onto the kapoires. Says the Gemara Veloi, you didn't find any place where you actually, a source that you split half part of the blood above, part of the blood below. But none, there's another Mishnah we're going to see later. Hizo mimenu, they would sprinkle from it. We'll see later exactly which blood it's talking about here. Where would they sprinkle it? Al tahoroi shel mizbeach. That's the word the Mishnah uses. Tahori shel mizbeach. What does the word tahori mean? So we assume, I mean, the Mishnah says, al tahori shel mizbeach sheva pa'omim. What does the word tahori? Tahori means clarity. When is a day? When does the day become clear? The clearest time of the day is exactly at midday. My love, what does it mean? A palge de mizbeach. In the same way as the clearest part of the day is exactly midday, the clearest part, so to speak, the part of the mizbeach that would be called the clearest part would be exactly midway. But and since it's impossible to sprinkle seven times exactly on the halfway line, it's inevitable that some of the blood will go above the line and some of the blood will go below the line. So here we have a Mishnah that allows the blood to be sprinkled partially above and partially below. Kedomrin on Incha, where do we find that the word Tohar is used to be the clarity as in midday? Tohar Tiara, the clarity of the afternoon, which is exactly midday. Hu Palka Duyema. It's the middle of the day. So to here, the blood would be applied seven times exactly in the middle of the Mizbeach. That's not possible. So we have a source that part of the blood can be above, part of the blood can be below. Omar Rabbi Bar Shila, Rabbi Shila argues and says, no, look. The word Tehirei Shel Mizbeach doesn't mean exactly the middle of the Mizbeach in its height. It means Agufei de Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach. And Tehiro means clearing away. And what they would do is dechsevuch etzem hashamayim letoihar, referring to the appearance of the sky in full purity. That means toihar means purity. And what they would do is they would move away some of the ashes of the ktoires from the middle of that mizbeach inside the heichal, and then over there that's called tahir shel mizbeach, the part of the top of the mizbeach that's been cleaned away, and that's where they would sprinkle the blood seven times. And so we do not have a source that you can ever take blood of a single korban and do part of it above and part of it below. Continues the Gemara. Maishna de yoiv oilo bereisha v'hod yoiv chatos. Nesiv bereisha de chatos v'hod nesiv de oilo. What made you choose that the first corner, the tzvoinis mizrachis, you do like an oilo? And the other corner, the marovis dreimis, that's when you did like a chatos. Maybe do it the other way around. Answers the Gemara, kiven da'ilohi. It's clear the korban tomid is a korban oilo. That's the essence of the korban. He kodma bereisha. And therefore the first application of the blood is done like an oilo. We have a hekesh and we learn out that it's also a chatos, according to Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. So on the second corner, you apply the blood independently on each wall. The first corner you do like a regular korban oilo. Asks the Gemara. Umayishno de yoiv, and this seems to be a question not only on Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh, but on anybody. Umayishno de yoiv mizrachis tzvoinis umarovis dreimis. Why do you first give the mizrach onto the mizrach tzofin wall corner, and then on the mayriv dorim corner? Nesiv dreimis mizrachis. Why don't you first give on the corner dorim mizrach, v'hodor, and after that tzvoinis marovis? Why are you taking those diagonal corners, use the other diagonal corners? And I'm sure you've all got diagrams available, and it will be easier. I just don't want to translate this into north, south, east, and west every time. Answers the Gemara. Oilo to uno yusoid. There's halacha that the korban oilo, the blood has to be sprinkled on part, on the corner, or the part of the wall which has a yusoid, has the foundation below it. And we've already learned previously that the yusoid actually went all along the tzofin wall, all along the ma'ariv wall, and on the tzofin wall, on the mizrach corner, the yusoid went round the corner, and one amma of mizrach wall on the tzofin corner had a yusoid. And the same on the other corner, the ma'ariv dorim corner, ma'ariv had a yusoid all along, and dorim in that corner had one amma of yesoid, which means that the corner Mizrach Dorim didn't have at all a yesoid. And we already learned previously that that was actually the strip of that area of the Beis HaMikdosh that belonged to Yehuda. So it didn't have a yesoid. And Kerem Droimis Mizrach is Lohavale Yesoid, didn't have a yesoid, and therefore it's impossible to sprinkle the blood of an oila on that corner. Continues the Gemara. Maishna de Yoiv Bereisha Mizrachis Tzvoinis. So why are you giving first on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis corner, V'hodo Marovis Dreimis, and then on the Marovis Dreimis, Nesa Bereisha, do it the other way around, the same two corners, but start on the other corner. Start Bereisha Marovis Dreimis, and then V'hodo Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Answers the Gemara, Kiven to Omar Mar. Since we have a principle which is used in many other places, that Kol Pino Yishat Apoina, whenever you turn, Lo Yehei Elo derech yumin. You should always turn to the right. And in the event that you're going up the ramp, in this case, we're not going up the ramp, but if the Kohen would go up the ramp and he would make a right, the first side he would come to is lemizrach. He would come to the Mizrach. And therefore, the corner of Dorei Mizrach is the ramp was going up from the Dorim towards Tzofin, and therefore the first corner that when going round, you go anti-clockwise, because you're going up the ramp Dorim, you turn right, when you turn right, you reach the corner Mizrach Dorim, and then you continue going all the way around. So the first corner you're going to meet when you continue anti-clockwise round the Mizbeach, the first corner is going to be Mizrach Tzofin. You start there, and then you continue going round till you get to the Ma'ariv Dorim. Bereisha Bahu Poga, that's the first corner that you meet, and therefore that's the one you start. Continues the Gemara. Umimai de Ba'oilo Hudukoma Rachmona Ovid Bomaise Chatos, the fact that we put the two together, Oilo and Chatos, what did Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah understand? That the Korban Tomid should have a certain Halachas of Chatos, as we've discussed. But Dilma, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Bechatosi, it's talking about the Korban Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, the Ka'omer Rachmon of it Be'maisa Oila. Maybe we should learn from this, the fact that the Pasuk puts the two together, that this is not Halacha teaching us about the Korban Tomid, which was the Oila, it's Halacha teaching us about the Korban Chatos, that the Korban Chatos of Rosh Chodesh should have certain Halachas of Oila. And that's not what Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah did. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisol Kedaitoch. Don't let that idea enter your mind. D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Al Oilas HaTomid Ye'osev Niskoi. That the, it first says the Chatos. First it says in the Pasuk, L'Chatos L'Hashem, Al Oilas HaTomid Ye'osev Niskoi. So Al Oilas HaTomid, what that means is, Maiko Omar Achmona, that midi de chatos, something, a halacha of chatos, shodia oilo. You should add that on to an existing oilo, which is the Korban Tomid, and not the other way around. Continues the Gemara. Tnan Hasan, we learnt in another Mishnah in Maseches Tomid. Omalem Amamuna, the appointed one, the Zgan, he would say as follows. Tzu, when it was the time for the Korban Tomid, he would say, Tzu, come out, veivu tleh, and bring a lamb, milishkas beis hatloim, from the chamber where the lambs would be. There would be a chamber where the lambs, after they've been checked, to make sure there's no blemishes, they would be kept there. And they would bring out a lamb for the Korban Tomid. And if you want to know where this chamber is, valo ilishkas hatloim, hoiso, the position, where this chamber was b'miktzoya, was in the corner of the Beis HaMoikid. The Beis HaMoikid was a large room, which was on the tzofa inside of the Azara, part of which was built inside the Azara area, part of which protruded outside the walls of the Azara. And on each corner there was a chamber. The two chambers that were in the Azara were Kodesh, the two chambers that were outside were Choyl. But there were four chambers there. And in the miktzoya, in the corner of tzofa in Ma'ariv, of the Beis HaMoikid, which was the collective name of this whole big room with the chambers, there, that was the chamber, the Tzofen Ma'ariv, that's where the chamber of the Tzloim were. V'arba lishkos hoyusham. There were four chambers, one in each corner of this Beis HaMoikid. Achas lishkas hatloim, one where the lambs were kept. V'achas lishkas hachisomo is one where the tokens were kept. We learned about this in Maseches Shkolim Daf Yud Daled. There were four different types of tokens. When people would need the oils and the wine, the oil to be brought with their korbonos, depending which korbonos they would bring, that they would get a different token, and they would redeem the token and get the appropriate measure of oil, of wine, and of flour. And those tokens were in one, the chamber of the tokens was in one of these chambers. V'achas lishkas beis hamoikid, and there was another chamber there called beis hamoikid. That was what it was called. V'achas lishko sh'oisim bo lechem aponim, another chamber which is where they would actually prepare the lechem aponim. So that's what we see in the Mishnah. So what do we see in that Mishnah? That the lishka satloim was actually in the tzofo in Ma'ariv of the Beis HaMoikid. Okay, or a minu, but this seems to contradict the Mishnah, Maseches Midos. Arbo lishko ishoyu lebeis HaMoikid, there were four chambers in the Beis HaMoikid, and they were compared k'kitoinios, like small side rooms, hapsuchos letraklin, which are open to a very large room. Shtayim b'kodesh, two of them that were two dorim ones were kodesh, because they were in the area of the Azara, ushtayim b'chol, and the two on the tzofin side were outside the walls of the Azara, and they were chol. V'roshi paspasim, and there were some posts that were markers along the middle of the Beis HaMoked, mavdilin ben kodesh l'chol, that would separate and mark where up until what point was kodesh and which part was chol. U'mahu yumashamshis, and what would these chambers serve? Ma'arovis doremis. Is he hoisolishkas tle korban? The lambs for the korban were in Ma'ariv Dorim, and this seems to contradict what we saw before, that the lambs were in the chamber of Tzofo in Ma'ariv. The Mishnah there carries on, Dremis Mizrachis, Hilishka Shoyosim Ba Lechem Aponim. It's where they would make the Lechem Aponim, Mizrachis Tzfoines, Ba Gonzu Beis Chashmonoi. The Mizrach Tzofo in chamber, that's where the people, the Kernim of the Beis Chashmonoi hid. The Avni Mizbeach Sheshikatsu Malchi Yavon, when the Greek kings, when they defiled the Mizbeach by serving Avodah Zarah on it, they would take the stones of the Avodah of the Mizbeach and hide it in that chamber. Tzfoinis Marovis Bo Yerdim Lebeis Atvila. In that chamber there were steps going down to a mikveh, and this is something discussed in Maseches Tomid Mor. So you see here a contradiction. Where was the Lishkas Atloim? In one Mishnah it was in Tzofoin Ma'ariv. In another Mishnah, it was Ma'ariv Dorim. Omer Rav Huna says, Man Tana Midois, who is the Tana who learns Maseches Midois? Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. That's the opinion of Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. And the other Mishnah, the Mishnah in Tomid, is the Chachomim who argued with Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. Titnan, where do you see in Maseches Tomid, in Maseches Midois, sorry, that Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov authored those Mishnais? Titnan, Ezra's Noshim Hoysa Oirech Meo Shleishim Vachomish Aroichav Meo Shleishim Vachomish. The Ezra's Noshim was a square of 135 Amos by 135 Amos. The Ezra's Noshim, you can look on the diagrams, was a large area before the Shara Nikonor, beyond which was the Ezra's Israel, etc. Arba Lishka is Hoyuba. Hoyuba Dalit Mikzo Oiseo. There were four chambers in each of the corners of the Ezra's Noshim, not to be confused with the four chambers in the Lishkas in the Beis HaMoked. And this is the Ezra's Noshim, had four chambers. Umaho Yumashamshois, what did those chambers serve? Dremis Mizrachis, Hihoiso Lishkas HaNazirim. The Dorim Mizrach one was called the Chamber of the Nazirim. Shasham Nazirim, the Korban Nazir, at the end of his Nazir period, he would come, Mevashlin Es Shalmeim, they would cook their Korban Shlomim there, Umegalchin Sarum, and they would cut off their hair there, Umeshalchin, and they would throw the hair, Tachas Adud, under the pot where they were cooking their Korban Shlomim. And that's what would happen in that chamber. Mizrachis Tzfoinis, Hioi Solishkas Dir Hoetzim, that's where they would store all the wood. Shesham hoyu kakoyanim bale mumin, those kohenim who had a blemish, who they in and of themselves could not do any avoida, they could however serve and help in the Beis HaMikdash. What could they do? The oimdim, they would stand there, umatlin ba'etzim, they would check for worms in the wood. Shekol eitz shesh ba'itolas, any wood that was wormy, posel legabi mizbeach, was not allowed to be put on the mizbeach to be used as firewood. Tzfoinis Marovis, what would that chamber be used for? Hihoi Solishka Samatzeroin. On the eighth day after Matzera became cured, they would go into this chamber, that's where they would toivel, and then they would be able to place the hands, the thumbs, into the Azara so that the Kohen could apply from the blood of his Osham onto his thumbs, and then he would become Tohir. Marovis Droimis. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, and from here you see that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that had authored the Mishnah till here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the chamber on the Ma'ariv Dorim of the Ezra's Noshim, Shachachti Ma'isa Mashameshes, I forgot what it was used for. Abashol responded and said, Boho Yunoisnim Yain Vashemen, that's where the wine and the oil would be stored. Vihioiso Nikras, and it was called Lishkas Beis Shemanyo, it was called the Lishkas Ashmonim, the chamber where the oil was stored. And Emet Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start from here, and we're going to bring more proof that the Mishnayos of Maseches Midos are Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov.